Hi, everybody. Well, we're here again. And hopefully you're all here. Hopefully you're all here in human form. And the date today is November 29, 2014. And this is our Saturday night live on the Lightship. We'll be going there probably about a quarter till. So the show will end about 5 minutes after the hour here. And so let's, and I will take requests if you want to start putting requests in maybe in about a half an hour or so. So let's first energize yourself here with energy. And we're going to, by doing so, we're going to release from you some of your emotional stuff. So let's work with addictions. That's not really emotional, but it is an addiction, and it could tie into emotion. So here we go. Let's look at one of your addictions. And I guess we're all addicted to food. We have no way to not quit breathing, so food is the next one, I guess. So let's release junk food if we happen to have any junk food addictions. Here we go. So let's release that energy. And if not, think of something that you'd like to have released. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do another one let's do one for maybe, I don't know, I'm kind of getting like betrayal. Maybe some of you may have a betrayal energy with you. So here we go. Think of when you felt betrayed. Maybe you betrayed yourself by maybe forgetting your wallet or something, going out shopping and it was at home 50 miles away or something, or just something that happened to you for betrayal. So here we go. So releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, let's do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll now bring up the light beam, and we have 3 of them. So if you only have 1, it'll be male energy. If you have all 3 ready to go, then we'll do all 3 of them for you. So the first one will be the male light beams. Here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Next will be non-gender. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And the last one will be the female light beam. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, so we'll turn it over to our co-host, Ann. So, Ann, are you out there tonight?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I sure am. Hi, Ron and everyone. Welcome to the Creation Lightship Healing Show. If you're new to the show, welcome, and Ron will be doing some wonderful healings and clearings for us tonight, as well as a visit to the Lightship. Ron's website is creationlightship.com, and there's much more information there if you would like to go there and read about him and the Creation Lightship. So we have a lot of emails, Ron, and I thought we'd try to get through them tonight. Because there's a lot of them. And the first one, I want to start with a couple that were referring to last night's show. Hello, Ron. Thank you so much for last night's show. The bringing in of the 12 source energies was an amazing gift. It was the first time I've experienced that. It was mind-blowing. Can we listen to it again by listening to the archive, or was that a live-only experience?
Yeah, you can listen to the archive and hear that over again, yes, but I don't see anything. The energy, I should be able to hold it for everybody. So, yeah, go ahead and use that. And you see if it changes, though, maybe after the fifth time. And if it does, let me know. But it should be pretty much active there. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Just wanted to find another email that was commenting about last night. Oh, on last night's call, Ron explained how satellites, head connectors, and head implants work together to create mind-controlled transmissions. I didn't understand this before. Thank you for the explanation. Do you want to talk a little bit more about that, Ron, or shall I go on? There is more of this email.
I want you to go on to more of the email, then we'll see if
All
we
right.
can tie it together.
Okay. I am working at getting entirely out of mind chatter. I understand this is how I go off into timelines through mental energies. I don't want to be thinking about anything that's not heart-based awareness to help me in the now. I do the mind-to-heart trot many times a day. I even made up a song that I sing to myself while doing tasks. This helps a lot. I am still getting bombarded. My idea is to run the satellite and head connectors and implant clearings all the time, as well as the mental clearing set to mind chatter and the mind looping clearing set to mind control transmissions. Any other tips on how to stop thinking? Thank you.
Yeah, just keep doing the mind to heart drop. That's what I would say do. Mind to heart drop, and then when you get a thought, then, you know, drop it into your heart center and see how that works for you. And I'm trying to see what else. You might take a note of pencil and paper of what you're thinking about. Maybe there's some keywords, or maybe the barcode energy where they keep bringing you into a situation or mind thought energies where you want to get out of it, but you keep getting the reoccurring thought, like the mind loop one clearing could help that. But, you know, I would check out the keywords too. So that may help you. Everybody's a little different on how their life is being run. And, you know, remember, you're on programs. And when you're in your heart, you're not on programs. So let's just say that most people have like a dozen programs. So if that's the case, then figure out what they are and what those keywords are to activate your program. Much like looking at your clock in your car and it says 11:11 all the time, you know that they got you hooked up. So that's what I would sort of suggest doing, to see what and how they are doing that to you. And then from there, see if we have a clearing. And I always look for the free ones first, because one of the free ones might be what you need. And then if not, you may have to go deeper, because sometimes these clearings, need would be in a whole life, because they activate you at birth with these particular keywords and things. So that's kind of what I would, look at and try to figure out how they're keeping you held captive and what programs they're using. That's you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. And the healings that Ron mentioned, like the alien keyword, the satellite timeline crash, the alien head connectors and implants, that's actually on one healing, are all free clearings on Ron's website. So if you want a little assistance in clearing your mind so it's easier to be heart-centered, definitely check those out. And then the listener referred to the mental, which clearing, which is a whole life clearing, and the mind looping, which I believe that's also a whole life clearing, isn't it, Ron?
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Okay. So, yes, thank you. That's a lot of good information. We appreciate that. Okay. We have two people, Ron, who want to know if, I don't know if you can do this tonight, if they have death barcodes on them and how much. How many?
I'd rather not do that.
Okay. We'll leave that for another time.
Just send me an email so I can look at it and tell you.
Right. So if those people, if you're listening, if you would just send an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and Ron will get that there and answer your questions. Okay.
And then also indicate if you if you've done, those death barcode clearing, if you had ones cleared off of you before, this is brand new for you. So I can see if you're getting more of them attached, and I might be able to maybe figure out, possibly, I can't say 100%, but I might be able to see what your traits are of why maybe you have more added to you. So that could be a little more conclusive for you.
Oh, that's wonderful, Ron.
To you, you're going to, I got two more. Well, what happened? And I might be able to pick up something when I read the email.
Okay, so wonderful. Ron, now one of them is a person actually asking about a relative. And I have a question. Should you just assume everyone has death barcodes? I mean, are there people that don't have them?
No, everybody has them.
Okay.
Because everybody's here.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Somebody who's lived for a long time doesn't have any on them yet, or she.
Right.
You know, you're not going to find very many people who are over 150 years of age, you know?
Right.
So
well,
that means, you know, that's why they take you out, because they take away your life force energy.
Right.
Well, that's why you're aging, in a sense, okay? So, thank you, Ann.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, it seems like that listener is debating, you know, whether to buy it for someone or for someone else to buy it for themselves. And I would say, go ahead and do it, because the answer is likely yes. And once you have the clearing, you can clear as many as you need to. It's, I mean, even if you have more than what's on the list there, I forget exactly how far the list goes. And then for only another $50, you can have it for the lifetime. So if you clear it and a few years later, even one or two come back for some reason, you can just go in and clear it again.
Okay. And then you get your life force energy back.
Yes.
So that's a good way to, you know, preserve yourself longer.
Right, right. Okay. There's a couple of questions that a listener has sent in that have been kind of not been addressed, and they've been sitting in here for a while, so I want to go back to them now. Ron, you mentioned once that God told Adam and Eve not to eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, which was, of course, in the Bible. However, since the creation lightship does not know about the darkness and evil, because the light never created the darkness, then who or what put that tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden? What God? Sounds like a dark side setup to me.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I don't know what God did it. You have to probably go into the you know, the Old Testament there to kind of figure that one out. But it could be Yahweh. I don't know, you know. But anyway, somebody put it there to tempt. Remember the old saying, curiosity killed the cat. So what you're doing when you do think, okay, let's start over again. Initially, you thought, okay, but your whole body was spirit energy thinking. So you're in the moment thinking. And some people have actually discovered that they can be in their heart and still make decisions, okay? And they're using the whole body energy along with your spirit to think with. So that was always there. Then the dark side took it away from your spirit and brought it into a whole different system of mind. So now you have two systems. Now the mind energy is when you're judging the light, because in the light everything is perfect. So some of the New Age teachings sort of talk about that yeah, everything is perfect, everything's fine, and, you know, it's kind of like, in a sense, you know, to put your head in the sand and just know everything is perfect, which, you know, that would be hard to do, but everything is perfect in light, and in the darkness, everything is perfect if you go along 100% with the darkness script, and then everything is perfect for you also. Now, when you start coming out of that 100% of darkness, then you start looking at stuff and going, wow, that doesn't look too good, because that's associated with cause and effect. And after you realize that, yeah, you know, cause and effect is going to harm me, and you start understanding what it's really about, then you want to go back to light where everything is perfect. So initially, everything was perfect. My energy came in, which was there to judge the light. And when you judge the light, then you denounce the light, and then you brought in darkness, and that darkness somehow got attached to your DNA, your cellular structure. And then from there, now you're trying to backpedal out of that system. And it is difficult for a beginner, we'll say, to understand what light is, because the mind will tell you all what it is. But what it's telling you is just a way for you to understand it And, it could be 99% correct, but it'll never teach you about light, because if it did tell you what light really is, then you wouldn't have any thoughts. So that would invalidate the system of darkness, of mind energy. So what the dark side did is they activated the mind in thought, and then they put implants and controlling programs into the mind to contaminate it. And that's kind of what you're trying to do, is deprogram yourself from darkness to get the heck out of here. And that's the only reason why you're here, is because you missed ascensions each 2,000 years. And that's the basic thing. So you're probably very tired of living in darkness, and you want to find another way out. And this is the way to get out. So that's the system. And anything that is not directly to the point and instant is not of light. So if you hear other practitioners talking about light, and you got to do this and you got to do that, and there's a process involved, there's no process to be in light. Now, if they give you some type of ritual to do, or something that, you need to follow a script to make you connect to light, then you know that is darkness, and you're getting further away from the light, because now you have to overcome that once you find out what you've done. So a lot of the people who I have contacted said, "Gee, Ron, I've been involved with this organization and that organization, and I used to do this and that, and man, I really got down the rat hole even further." And that's why we have the clearings up, to get rid of you. That's why we have, one of them is the somehow mind control or affiliation clearing to help you get out of stuff. We got a clearing for the God energies. There's other clearings that kind of relate to kind of star clearing. So there's ways to get out of what you have been taught and learned, and then it has to get out of your body. Your body stores all this stuff. That's why when Jesus was talking, basically saying you have to be like a child, which is innocence, that's what he was talking about. Get out of the mind programs. So it's all real simple. But if you see some spiritual practice to where, you got to jump up and down and twirl and do jumping jacks and headstands, and then finally, after you do all this stuff, and you may have some spiritual attunement work in there, and maybe creating your Merkaba and doing this and that and white light and different colored light and connect to the center of the earth and connect to the moon and the stars and all this stuff, to finally get into light, you know that you're being directed into some awful belief systems. And each one of those will put you on timelines. So you have the timeline of going to the center of the planet, whatever's there. You got the one going to each star, each planet out there. You have the Merkaba energy that you're connected to because you think that's needed too. And these dark side practitioners who think they're dealing with light is putting you further down the rat hole. So remember, everything is simple, in light. You just got to get out of the mind control energies and get back into spirit. So hopefully that's helping some of you out there who, really got, I don't know, I don't want to use the word suckered into something, but, got... presented with the non-truth of light. So back to you, Ann.
Great, Ron. And I don't think you mentioned one of the big things that you also have to do with these processes, and that's write a big fat check.
Yeah, I don't know about that. So.
Yeah, you usually have to pay a lot of money just to add insult to injury. First they take you, take part of your spirit, and then you pay. Okay, Ron, thanks for that. I'll move on then to our next email. This was, the person said, before, 3 years before I found out about Creation Lightship, I found a piece of paper, and I had written, "What if you were living another you in the same dimension? What if while you were living, another you in the same dimension was in the stomach of a pregnant woman? And what if another you was being born in another dimension while you were still alive in this one? Could I have unknowingly been picking up on parallel lives without knowing what they were back then?" interesting and scary.
Yeah, I would say that'd be correct. Yeah, so you had like a awakening that you were here and somewhere else. Yes, and that could happen. Remember, they can take the timelines and recreate them and do a copy and paste. And then, you know, do altercations too. So, you know, it just gets really negative when I start talking about it. And I don't want to really go that way too much. But, you just need to know that the more parallel lives you're connected to, which is timelines. So just, you know, realize that timelines are parallel lifetimes. And the more that you're connected to, the more you're having your energy stolen from you, because you have no control over that, because you're living those lives, and you're having probably your spirit being diluted or and stolen or parts and pieces of it. So I'll just give an example that might be kind of interesting. So let's say that, and this make everybody kind of get awakened here. Let's say that you're. You're doing something and you, what can I say here? I don't want to use that. You're doing something and all of a sudden you cut off a piece of your finger, right? And so that part, or maybe you lost the end of your finger. Let's just put it that way. I don't want to get too gross here. Well, was your spirit energy in that finger? When it got cut off and got thrown away, you know, possibly you lost part of it. Did it come back to you? Well, did you call it back? Most people didn't even have a clue. Well, you're going for an operation and they go, oh, you know, the thing of the day is to have your tonsils out. At least that was in my day and age. I still have mine. And I still have everything that belongs to me that I was born with, I hope. Yeah, no, I do. And so anyway, so from there, I have complete spirit energy. What if you had something removed? Well, and you're going, oh, no, I had this, I had that, I had the other, I had this operation. And, well, now what you can do, since it's probably being used on a timeline, I can't guarantee you're going to get all of it back or get it back, you know, at all. But what you could try is just do timeline crashes on it when that operation was. Because you still could be out there being replicated. They can take anything from you and regrow it and make a you out of it, okay? And so bring back your spirit energy from it. And maybe you might feel better. In fact, I'll do that right now. So we'll use appendicitis is one thing that people have. That's kind of common. Having a tooth pulled, right?
Tonsils too, Ron.
Tonsils, yep. Tonsils, teeth, and appendicitis. And so that's probably the main three that everybody deals with. So here we go. Let's release the, get the energy back. So pick one of those, everybody. And I can't say it's all coming back, but just see if you feel an energetic charge of being more whole, okay? So here we go, bringing this energy back to you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So it worked for me. I had my wisdom teeth taken out, you know, a long time ago, and I can feel the energy now on my jaw bones, you know, with wisdom teeth. So we'll see if we have any other comments there.
Okay, Ron. Yeah, that was great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Sorry, I'm just going to check the... fast chat. Okay, well, we'll wait to see. We have some requests for the rooms. Thank you, everybody. I see all of those. Someone said, how true, Anne, we pay all right for the dark practitioners. Okay. Well, right before, Ron, before we go to the light ship, could we do that out into the spirit? I meant to ask you at the beginning of the show, you told me, and I didn't write it down, so I forgot to mention it. So it is almost half hour, but we'll keep going on some emails first. How's that?
Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll do that in about 15 minutes.
Okay. Did go to the light ship? Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Dear Ron, I have been doing quite a few creation lightship healings lately, and I feel wonderful, but I also feel, even though I'm running the spirit integration, that I need some time to maybe take a break from them. I'm not sure, but I feel like I need more integration of the healings into my body.
Okay. Well, that might be true. Let's see here. When you do a clearing, your body will, on its own, have to catch up to the clearing, okay? So I guess that the question would be then, how long is it going to take me to integrate the clearing, which means that the darkness was taken away from you and your spirit's going to come back into your body, and your body needs to get prepared to release its residue, because it's, or to have it released, it's gone, but it doesn't know it yet, so it needs to work itself kind of into it. So how long would that take?
Typically, it could take instantly to maybe 3 days. I would say at the most 10 days, at the very, very, very most. And that'd be for somebody who probably has a lot of blockages still left. Or it could be a really, really traumatic situation that they're trying to get rid of. And maybe they may need to go into a seven generation of clearings. But typically, you know, a few days would probably be all that's needed. And it depends. If you're doing a lot of clearing, that's why we mentioned in the past, some people want to come in and maybe they only have a few days to do something. They try to do everything at once. And just be aware that you might fall asleep the day that you have to go to work, because your body is going through its integrative process. So once you stop the clearing and it's over, the clearing is done. And now it's up to your body to continue on to integrate that energy. So the clearing is done. The lightship is no longer working with you, okay? Once that screen comes up that the clearing is completed, a little white screen that is finished, then you're done. It's done with you. So it works in the now. And now your now is your body's going, well, I had this released. What do I do now? How do I get rid of the energy that I'm still trying to hang on to, because it's gone? But the body may say, you know, I got an addictive tendency here and I want to kind of hang on to some of this here. Well, the energy will start to probably get dissipated over maybe a few days, where if, you know, because it doesn't know what peace is. It's sort of like the old saying, you know, with the elephant in the circus, they put the chain around his leg and it walks in a circle. Then eventually they take the chain off and he keeps walking in a circle, doesn't know that it's released yet. So your body will take some time to integrate. How long? I'd say probably a few days. And you can also go in and do the spirit infusion on one of those free clearings in that drop-down box, which has the alien stuff on it, you know, help yourself out that way too. So it all depends how much you're doing and how many clearings. Now, if you're doing a clearing with the same type of clearing, maybe you're dealing with fear. And so you go, well, you see, I have fear, and I have fear now of dogs, so that could be a timeline of dogs biting me. You know, so you may have other clearings dealing with fear. You can run those all together on your screen, but don't mix up fear with, you know, wanting to get, you know, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you know, or releasing, you know, your financial stress. You know, you can't do that, but you can keep everything, you know, consistent on your screen with, you know, with your same situation. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thank you. We have a few comments about what you've, the last healing you did, bringing back the body parts, Ron. How helpful, Ron. Ask for spirit energy for a body part removed. My gallbladder is out on timelines. Teeth, too. Good point. Wow, I feel the energy in my torso. A bit warm there. Someone said a rotted out crustacean breaks off my left ankle like a dead outside log, waiting for the true ankle to come back. Someone else said, I felt something else come back to me in my stomach area. Looking back on the situation of being with the dentist, I remember swallowing something chemically toxic and it having an effect on me in that area. Ugh. Okay. I hope that clearing helped and, you know. Okay, that's it. I felt like I, because I brought up tonsils because I've had my tonsils out, and I felt like I felt my throat get kind of warm and a nice feeling.
Mm-hmm. Because remember your spirit, let's see. I don't know if, you know, if you don't have nerves in a location, you're probably not going to feel pain. So I'm probably correct at assuming that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so you may have some other type of pain energy that the body knows about that you're completely unconscious of. And maybe doing this last little clearing, that pain, your spirit left that area, and it also stayed with the body part that was taken out because that's where it was living. That's its home. So it could have left automatically in that body part that left, say your tooth, okay? And maybe the pain of that prevented it from even returning. Maybe it would normally return, you know, I don't know. Typically, it'd probably be with his creation, because that's his creation. So by bringing it back to you, you know, you can, you know, probably even have an energetic, like having one of your organs removed, like your gallbladder, that the energy could now come back to you possibly and serve that function over again, even though you don't have the body part, if you look at the energetic situation with it. So we'll just see how people respond. You might take some notes and just maybe in a month bring up the show and just see how you're doing. But you got to take notes now, otherwise you're probably going to forget about it after the show ends. And just kind of see how your body's responding to, you know, this particular clearing. Because naturally, like I say, you know, you're in the moment and you're going to forget about it. That's the way the light works. It replaces, you know, what you're dealing with peace. Why should you have to deal with your past and having it recycle again and again and again, you know? You get peace, and then, you know, there's no reason to go back there. And that's why you don't want to bring forth and relive your past or information or, you know, read a lot of stuff from your past. A lot like opening up a diary, and then you're on all those timelines, you know? And why go back and relive your life over again and bring all that trauma to you? The only reason why I say trauma is because that's typically the way life is here for most people. You know, you don't get $100 bills every day in the mail, and you're not stressed at all, and you can buy what you want, and you're very happy. Not that money would make you happy, but if you don't have money and you got to pay a bill, then you get stressed. And so that's kind of the way life is here. So, I'm just thinking. What was that song with, was it Eric Zibom or something? He made that song about lawyers or something. I forgot the name of the song, but let's just say that somehow I'm going to open up a can of worms here. You know, most people may not like lawyers too much, you know. I'll be out of judgment here. So I'm a non-judgment, so we'll just talk about bankers and lawyers, you know. And hopefully there's none listening here where I offend them, but they'll probably laugh anyway. But let's just say that you yourself, you know, 1,000 years ago, we'll just say 500 years ago, you know, you're in your body genetics. You know, there's a great uncle, grandfather, whatever, Fred, who was a banker who got lots of money from the people in the bank and a really good paycheck. And maybe he got people's land because he wanted to foreclose on it. So we'll just kind of go with that. And, you know, then we can talk about lawyers too, but we'll forget about that too. But let's just say that in your family line, you had that and somebody cursed you. Okay. Now this is what I'm getting down to. So, do you have a curse on you that people put on you because of you doing something that was not proper or ethical to other people? In this lifetime, you're suffering from it and you know nothing about it. So I want you all to think of maybe, we'll just pick a lawyer if you want, maybe something else out there that you can think of. Maybe you're a witch and you did bad things to people. White witch or black witch, you're still controlling the energy affecting people, and that's not of light. So whatever it would be, think of that right now, and we'll do three of them. We'll do one for being a witch, one for maybe a lawyer, and one for being a banker. So here we go. First we'll do the witch. So clean away the energy from you where people actually cursed you, did a hex on you, a spell or whatever. So here we go. Just see how your body feels. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, and five. And I guess we'll do bankers next. Here we go. So releasing that energy. One, two, three, four, and five. And next we'll do one for, was it the lawyers or bankers?
You did bankers, so lawyers is next.
Okay, here we go, lawyers. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. And maybe you're a judge. Okay, here we go. One, releasing that. Two, three, four, and five. And I think the most gruesome thing would be the executioner. Maybe you're the guy with the axe, you know? You pull the guillotine handle or something. Or you hung people. So here we go. Interesting show, hi, Ann.
Yes,
so here we go. Everybody, hang on to your head here. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And if you had neck troubles and maybe your neck's popping now, that could be a clue that you were involved with this somehow. So that's why you want to do the curses, hexes, spell clearing, because you don't know what's really attached to you that's stored in your DNA that could be causing you problems in this lifetime. And it may be something that's completely unrelated, but you know that maybe you can't, you know, maybe save money or make money or just something doesn't come together, and it's because of somebody doing that to you, you know, 500 years ago. So we'll see what kind of comments we get. So back to you, Ann.
Wow. Okay, Ron. You know, money is a big one. You know, a lot of people have tension and issues about money. And my next email I was going to read was about money and kind of life here and success. So maybe I'll read, if that's okay, and we'll wait a moment, see if we get some comments. And I'll read this email. Is that okay?
Yep, sounds good.
Okay, I just read an article about a 30-year-old woman who dropped out of an Ivy League school to invent a blood test procedure. I'm going to go quick. So she now is very, very wealthy from that. Here's this question. How did she do that? Number one, was her spirit 100% in her body to help her become so wealthy and smart? Number two, was it the thoughts of her ancestors that helped her do that? Or number three, was it an alien race that helped her get so much success?
Well, everything here is typically alien unless you're in the moment. So in the moment, are you really going to have any information coming to you? It's possible, maybe not, but it could be possible, you know, if you request that and you're able to stay in the moment to do it. But typically, I would say that it's probably more of an alien energy, and the aliens could be using that particular modality to maybe put implants and stuff, you know, into people or whatever. It may look great on the surface, but there could be something that could be underlying with that. You know, it's like stuff, you know, very simple. You hear something, and like, you know, let's just say like a flu shot, right? So, yeah, you know, what's in there? Something to make you not get the flu. Well, you think it's very simple. A couple ingredients or something, and voila, you're fixed. But what else is in there? You know, you don't know. You're only hearing the first thing. In fact, to be interesting, you know, it's kind of appalling when you see some of the bills in Congress. I'm not trying to knock any governments here, but you know, you hear about something. Oh yeah, you know, this is going to come forward. It's a great thing. This is what it's about. And that's all you hear is about 10 to 15 words about this bill. Then you find out that, geez, it's like 2,000 pages long. And, you know, well, it's only 20 words. What's in those 2,000 pages, you know? So you don't know what's being covered up or what's in there that you don't know about. And that could be, you know, that's why I did the clearing for these different types of, I don't know, you know, the lawyer and the judge and everything else. Did we do judge?
I don't think we did judge.
Oh, we got to do judge, yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. So, judge. Releasing that energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There. So everything here is more than likely, 99.9% alien because they're controlling your thoughts and your consciousness until you get into peace energy. Then they have a very hard time connecting to you. Not that they couldn't, but it's very difficult because when you're in peace, you don't have any vocabulary. So naturally everybody talks and that's how they connect with you. So once you're in peace, then you're at peace, and you're out of the dark side energy of mind and the mind programs that are used to run the mind. So that's the whole process. It's very, very simple once you catch on and stay peaceful, and everybody else would be peaceful if they did the same thing, and everything would be in harmony. So back to you, Ann. We could probably do maybe one more question here, and then I'll do the in and out.
Great. And I just want to finish this email, Ron, so maybe you can kind of address how so many people feel, so frustrated over the financial thing. And it's the person that wrote about the success of this woman, you know, that he read about. He just adds, here I am at 48 years old, done everything right, no drugs, no alcohol abuse, helped other people, went to college. I've been doing many of the CLS healings, still haven't landed a lucrative career, have debt. Now I ask myself, why do I wake up in the morning? And he says, I could go back to my home base, knowing what I know now and starting over, where I can finally have the life I desire. So I think that kind of echoes how sometimes a lot of people feel here, Ron, just very frustrated. I don't know if you could maybe...
Yeah, and also, there aren't people that are here that are a little more alien than the rest of society. So rephrasing that, maybe they got shot down. You know, I'm not saying that they're bad because they're living here, okay? So they may not know the system and how it works. And everything is very confusing for that type of individual because nothing relates here because they don't know about mind energy. You know, they may have not even dealt with mind energy. And so when an alien who is maybe got trapped here is stuck here, they have a difficult time relating. I've had a hard time myself relating for my whole life here. You know, it's like this place doesn't make any sense, and you have to learn how to live here. And there's no programming in you. We'll say, for that extra little intuitive insight. So you really have to concentrate on how to live here. So that's what I can say for myself.
Which, of course, includes...
Not easy.
Right? Because and, of course, includes making money.
Yeah. And so that's not connected to the person's spirit. It gets to be a little touchy here because the spirit may have had its own agenda and it came down here. It got shot down and now it found a body, we'll say. All of a sudden it goes, doesn't seem to work like it did where I used to live, you know. So the spirit never got cleaned off. It just knows about the consciousness where it came from, just like your spirit does when you die. When your spirit dies, it has to get cleaned off from the darkness energies, just like the emotional body does. You know, if you do the emotional clearing, so it looks just like your emotional body and your pain body. All these bodies are stuck to your spirit. Now, if your spirit was taken to some other planet, it would know about pain. It would go into a body. It would have pain. It would have illness. It would have all this stuff. Maybe it doesn't even relate to that planet at all, because maybe the people there aren't in pain, and you wonder, geez, what's wrong with me, you know? Am I a martyr or something? My body now is getting all this spirit energy from the spirit, okay, and it's contaminating that body. So to just think of that in reverse. So very possibly people who are really having difficulties here, it's probably because they haven't been here for a very long time to really know how it works here, you know. So just kind of look at that if you're having that situation, and that may help you out somewhat. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, thanks. Well, it's really time now to, if you would be so kind as to do the in and out, I think that makes everyone feel good before the light ship, and then we'll go to the light ship.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So we're going to take you out of your body and bring you into your feet. Then this way you can have more energy in your legs and help promote healing. So here we go. So going out and in, 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 out and in. So you may feel your legs tingling. You might feel them throbbing. You might feel warmth, tingles, and they should normally feel heavier. So if any of those you're feeling, that means that your spirit was not in that location. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. And you can bring up your animal pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, and think of one particular situation in your body that you want to have healed, an illness or something or a pain. And this only works live on the people listening right now. If you're on an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. You will not be on the light ship whatsoever. So here we go. We're going up. I'll count to five. One, two, three, four, five. And now you're on the light ship, and we'll go on to some rooms. So what's the first room, Ann?
The deer room.
Okay, so here's the deers, and these light beams will appear and show up as what we are talking about, like right now, is deers. So you won't see anything that doesn't relate to the consciousness that is basically on our planet. So here we go. Here's the deer energies coming. Request for healing. One, two, three, four, and five. Next room, please.
The bison room.
Bison, okay, here we go, bison. So what? Oh, boy. Two, three, four, and five. And next room.
The centrifuge room.
Okay. This room is used to help to release some of the more heavier blockages that you have a hard time releasing. So here we go. And room is spinning, so stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room.
The hot tub room.
Okay, and here we go in the hot tub room. And we'll go into the yellow gel. So there's a yellow fluid around you, and it's going into your body now, taking away impurities and toxins. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay. Next room, Ann.
The butterfly room.
Okay, here we go. So request your healing from the butterflies. Here they come. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, next room.
The elephant room.
Okay, so watch out for your toes here. So here's the elephants coming. One, two, three, four, and five. There we go.
Ooh, that felt really good. Any more?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, we can do a couple more, sure.
Okay. The palm tree room.
Okay, here we go. Palm trees are coming our way. So one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do one more room.
How about the swans?
Okay, here comes the swan energies. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okie doke. So we'll come back from the light ship, and we're getting our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, and plants. And they're coming with us right now, and I'll count from 5 to 1. Right now, you're completely out of time, so nothing around you. If you look, you don't even relate to it. You can see what it is, but it's just what it is. There's no judgment at all because you're not in time. So you'll be coming back into the timeline that you were on, and you're going to feel the energy shift. So coming back down, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. So this is what Jesus did. If you're a Bible person, it was stated that Jesus said, you have to go through me to go to the Father. So this is kind of what we're doing here, is taking you to the light ship, which is, you could probably use the word light ship for Father. So we're going there to have healings done. So this is what he was doing 2,000 years ago in the process of helping people prepare for ascension. So back to you. Yeah.
Okay, Ron, thank you. That was, of course, wonderful as always, and I, for everyone, thank you very much. Okay, it's pretty much time to say goodbye.
Oh, we can get off at 5 after.
Oh, we can? Oh, wonderful. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, wonderful. We have a lot more things that we could do then. That's wonderful. I wanted to say that you were talking about healing integrations earlier, Ron, you know, to make sure you're fully integrated. And the listener wrote in that they might need to do the magnetic and twisted body to balance themselves out from the healings. And that's a great suggestion. Thank you. And could we maybe do a sample of that, Ron, to see if people have a magnetic body out of alignment?
Yeah, so what I'll do is describe what that is. So we have all these energetic bodies, 108 of them. And they're supposed to be all facing forward just like you. So if you replicated yourself 108 times and you put them all in front of you facing straight ahead with the same arm and leg, you know, positioning, that's how you should look. What happens is the dark side will, through either people doing psychic attacks on you or whatever else happens, they can turn the body so it does not connect fully to your spirit. And they can even put you upside down and twist you around. So as you clear and do work on one of these energetic bodies, it will work, but it may not be complete. So what I suggest, if you maybe do a half a dozen clearings, approximately we'll say, then do the magnetic twisted body clearing. And it will take all those bodies, if they were out of alignment, and realign them, and it'd be like having that whole clearing done over again, and whatever was not integrated perfectly would be at that time. And so it could help you out a whole bunch. It's also available, I think, on the Body Jumpstart, I believe, on one of those clearings. There's a bunch of clearings there for the Body Jumpstart. So let's do that. So let's work on, the emotional one is what people should be doing all the time and having the unlimited. So let's do the emotional body for people. So what it'll do, maybe you did the clearing, maybe you haven't done the this particular one, which is the magnetic twisted body clearing, and you know, you did it, you felt great, and maybe it's only 80% corrected because the body is turned slightly. So here we go. We're going to correct that right now, and I'll just count to 10. You might feel the inside of you actually turning. That's the way some people actually feel it, kind of like an internal earthquake, and you feel your inside of your body kind of turn, which is one of those bodies getting repositioned. So here we go. I'll count to 20. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. Now what we'll do is take that emotional body, and if it happens to be upside down or some degree of that, we'll fix it. So that was the twisted part of it. I'll do the upside down part. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20. So it's hard to say how you're going to feel. Typically, you should feel a little more awake and aware. And maybe you had something that was bothering you emotionally, and it just may have just completely disappeared. So we'll see what kind of comments we get. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Thanks so much. And I had a question that came up last night about, or after last night's show, and this might be a whole show to talk about this, but you have told us to constantly command that our bodies and spirits be only on the CLS now timeline of light. And I would imagine that coming up to the new year, it's even more important for us to keep commanding that so that we don't get taken sideways at the new year or December 21st, I think you mentioned, because that was their big date in 2012 when the aliens did the sideways ascension. Is there anything else we need to be doing, Ron, that you can tell us to help us over these next couple of months?
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, they could have an anniversary date, you know, on the 21st of December where they abducted, you know, most of the planet here. So they could be doing that over again on a copy and paste. You want to be aware of that. And, you know, just do the mind to heart drop a lot to keep you on this timeline. And don't try not to get sidetracked and be around a lot of people who will want you to be abducted along with them, okay? So you may want to just have a night by yourself on the 21st if you could do that. Remember that they could already be abducted and they want to pick you out because you have more spirit energy. So you could be the target. So you may not want to, you know, be around a lot of people to have them lose your consciousness or to come over and have a few drinks or something like that. Now all of a sudden, voila, you're gone. So remember, the 21st can be an anniversary date for them. The next thing would be the timeline as the year changes into from 2014 to 2015. That could be another brand new timeline. That's what it looks like to me, but I'm not 100% sure at this moment. So that means that everything is reset. It almost feels that way. I'd say I'm about 80% correct right now. But we're still a little ways away. But they could reset everything and flip you off of the now timeline and really try hard to put you into some other timeline. So you want to kind of be aware of that. What you can do is just know that you're hanging on to the timeline, you know, of the day before. You know, just you know that you're on the timeline before January 1st. So you may want to look at that. That way when the date comes, in fact, people have done that when they had to go into daylight savings time, you know, or getting out of it, they have changed and stayed on the previous day of the other time, and they felt completely different and watched people in a brand new hologram before their eyes and, wow, what a difference this made. I'm living in one day in the past, which you can do because you're in the now, in the past, okay? And they're in the future, in your future, and you're watching these future people doing weird things that doesn't correlate to you. And you're seeing all the different holograms that people are being brought into as a brand new earthly experience of holograms. So that could get a little mental for some people. But it might make some sense as, you know, as you realize that could be why some days you feel better than others. And there's no reason why you're not feeling good. and you just feel funky, and you go, what's going on here? Well, they may have switched the timelines on you, kind of like you're on that magic carpet ride, and they flick the carpet, and now you're kind of lost in space because you don't have anything to ground to or to connect to, and you're just kind of floating, and you haven't got put onto a timeline yet. So by staying on to the one previously that already exists, that's what people normally are doing, is staying on, you know, the now timeline. And so that's why we mentioned the creation lightship now timeline. And that way you're on it and you're always in the now. And everything else can go to hell in a handbasket around you and you're still in peace watching this hologram change before your eyes, even months after, you know, the date change and stuff. You can actually just see and watch things and go, wow, this is like I'm viewing a movie. So it's very interesting. I'll just go a little bit here. Back in New York last time, having people experience, you know, being decloned and watching, and the people really got it on the last expo because they went, wow, this is really something to see, themselves being real, and to see the mannequins that were in the audience that looked human like them, but now they don't look human anymore. You know, so once you have experienced that, it's real hard to say it's not real, you know. And that, you know, and you can hold that space of being real for a while. It's quite something. So back to you, Ann. I think we got maybe just another minute here. So tomorrow is our 8-hour conference call. This is the last one, naturally, for this month, or last Sunday here. And let's see. I don't know. I'll have you close the show. So thank you, everybody. And maybe you feel better not being a judge. You know, and if you, you know, if you do feel, you know, energies and you feel better, then, you know, get on and do that whole lifetime curse of sex spell and take advantage, you know, of, you know, like on the whole lifetime ones, typically, you know, it's either for you or your mate, so that actually your mate would have half price, or yourself, you know, the second one is half price. So definitely take advantage of that process and get that clearing and get the unlimited on it after a while if you wanted to do that, because these energies do stay with you for a long time. And you know, these dark side practitioners can do can pay somebody in some other country a little bit of money, and they could be cursing you for 20 years, you know, for $10. So, and they may do it, you know, once a week or something, and you wonder why, you know, your life the day before was great, and now you have some aches and pains. I don't know where they're coming from. So that's what the dark side brought in here. That's the ground crew. So you can close. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, thank you, Ron, and thanks, everyone listening. See you Monday at 4 o'clock Pacific time on BBS Radio again. Bye.